better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For good over evil, for sharing meals, for celebrating no firecrackers tonight.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No, I'm serious. I was thinking about that, you know.
No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, whisker do's, whisker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Doug knows. Look, here's the deal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's your position?
Lying.
My whole life is a lie.
I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
that
I came from a consulting firm that does business.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
This is the people's house, for real. Jill and I are very temporary residents.
Get out! Get out of this house!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I'm sorry Harmeet Dillon lost as to become chairman of the Republican National Committee. I think, Rona... she's okay. I mean, she's Mitt's niece. I try not to hold that against her. Tommy Hicks, he was her assistant. He's leaving. He's, from the Dallas family. He knows my daughter, Charlotte. I've met him a few times. They're not bad people, but I don't think specifically Rona understands. I mean, she deals with these consultants, and they're still into like 30-second spots and attack ads. It's like Lee Atwater is still in the House, but he's not in the House. He's not coming through that door, and I don't think a 30-second attack spot does anything anymore. You got to get into these mail-in balloting scams that the Democrats are running. Unfortunately, they're legal. You got to do something. It's the same problem in Massachusetts. They just let the Democrats, do all this work with mail-in ballots. The teachers' unions are out soliciting people who were asking for mail-in ballots. Question one, we're only going to hit millionaires. And by the way, vote for Mara Healey. And the Republicans are just caught flat-footed. Nationally, not everywhere. I mean, Wisconsin got into it. They got, Harmeet Dillon in Southern California, they took back all those congressional seats. But nationally and in Massachusetts, the Republicans have no strategy. Nothing. Nothing. And I guess the consultants today were just going crazy. They were so exuberant when Rona prevailed. I'm not optimistic after seeing what happened. I thought there would be more of a momentum for change. All right, time for the chump line.
I don't always lie to my man on a date, but when I do, it's about gain of function and infected monkeys.
You're right. If you're going to lie about something, there are other things that you would be more likely to lie about, whatever kind of date it was, whether it was a traditional date or a not-so-traditional date.
Congratulations to Grace. Wait till the kid finds out it's got to kick 50% up to the big gal.
I think that's a conversation for a later day. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have the Jace case, a pack of 5 different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to jacemedical.com and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Come on, man.
I still remember walking through that Potomac Tunnel. Not a joke. See, back then, it was a coal mine, and there were lanterns hanging from strings. Not a joke. And I said to Corn Pop, there should be trains in here. So after Mass, I went to the temple and told railroad tycoon J.P. Vanderbilt we should call it the Dig Big. And he said, Joey, baby, this tunnel will be a bargain. Not a joke.
And then he went back to the Puerto Rican neighborhood that he lived in. And he studied up for his final exams at Delaware State, after which he went to football practice at the University of Delaware. And he kicked Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino's ass.
A brief search of the Obama residence has shown that all the classified documents he held have been rolled and smoked and are no longer in existence.
Yeah. Isn't the new system of justice in the United States great? You're not even allowed to ask the question, how many classified documents does our dear leader have?
Hey, Howie, enjoy your stuff on all the mob activity in the Boston area. Have you ever considered expanding your operations and going down to New York? I understand there was a guy called the Teflon Doug that might be of interest to your listeners.
Very good. I hadn't thought of that. I was thinking of former Red Sox manager Doug Zimmer. But that, you know, that's very good. The Teflon Doug. Yes, John Gotti.
Insanity. Repeatedly reelecting the same losers and expecting to win.
That's so true. And again, I've always opposed term limits for Congress because there's always a way to get around it for politicians. But I am suggesting now term limits for chairmen of the state and national party committees.
President George Washington said in his farewell address that America needs to stay the heck out of foreign entanglements. President Biden said a few weeks ago that sending tanks to Ukraine could start World War III. Now he's sending tanks to Ukraine.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty scary, isn't it, that this guy is at least nominally in charge of the nuclear option.
So what if Joe Biden can't spell Armageddon? It isn't the end of the world.
No, he can't spell apocalypse either.
No president added more to the debt in 4 years than my president. President Kamala sure has a lot to answer for.
Yeah, that cut hasn't gotten as much play as some of the other ones from yesterday. Is my president? That's what he called Donald Trump, my president. I assume he meant my predecessor. But, you know, again, it's not up to you and me to read his mind or what's left of it.
I identify as non-Biden-ary.
That's going around on the internet. I heard that this morning on another talk show. But it's good. It's its first appearance on the Trump line. That's good. That's the first time it's really been out there.
Lovey, can you believe the carbon footprint of that Minichog High School, which left the lights on for a year and a half? It's the exact opposite of Deerfield Academy. With that pathetic prep school, the lights are out and nobody's home.
I tell you, when I was there, Frank Boyden, the headmaster, would have gone crazy if they ever had a building with had the lights left on for a year and a half. But it's, you know, how Massachusetts is it, modern Massachusetts, than to leave the lights on for a year and a half and no one could figure out. They knew the lights were on. They just couldn't figure out how to turn them off.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
603 says the Red Sox manager was Don Zimmer. I know that. That's the joke. You get it? Biden called the congressman named Don Beyer Doug. So I'm calling him Doug Zimmer. All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, we have a second Chump Line with the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is available around 7 o'clock every weeknight Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jace Medical. The FDA has declared an extreme shortage of antibiotics. That's why I have the Jace case, a pack of five different antibiotics prescribed by a board-certified physician and delivered to your home. Go to jacemedical.com and use offer code Howie to receive $10 off your order.
Hey, Howie. Enjoy your stuff on all the mob activity in the Boston area. Have you ever considered expanding your operations and going down to New York? I understand there was a guy called the Teflon Doug that might be of interest to your listeners.
603 is going to text me. It was John Gotti, and his name was the Teflon Don, okay? Not Doug. We know that. It's a joke. The new year is here, and whether you're making big changes or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. The fact is, a good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. For premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. What are you listening to right now on your Raycons, Taylor?
Well, my record player is still on the fritz, so luckily I catalog my entire collection of LPs and digitized them, so to speak, and now I'm able to listen to all of my albums on my Raycons. So it's great. I never have to leave anything. I was listening to Charlie Bird, I think, recently.
All right. How about Alan Sherman? Hello, Mudda. Hello, Fada.
That's in the mix. I haven't gotten around to that one yet.
All right. You can listen to anything with your Raycon wireless everyday earbuds. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable, and they will not budge. Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. It's no wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. They have three customizable sound profiles. They have noise isolation. They have awareness so that you'll know if something's approaching you that may be a problem for you. Raycons are the perfect earbuds, and they cost half the price of the other other wireless earbuds that are in the same class. It's just a great, great product. You will love your Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics of big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
We've been talking a lot about the fact that the Mass State Republican Committee is going to elect, we hope, a new chairman on Tuesday night in Marlboro. The State Committee will be meeting, and there's supposed to be 80 of them, but there's only about 73, 74 of them right now because Jim Jones Lyons won't hold any new caucuses to replace departing members. And so he's also, it's a very close election. You know, a lot of people want to get rid of Jim Lyons. He's had a record of unparalleled disasters, catastrophes. He hasn't won a single major race since he took over 4 years ago. So he wants to get rid of people who want to get rid of him. And one of the people that would vote against him is Lindsay Valenzuela. She's from Wales, which is down on the Connecticut line in central Massachusetts. And so he just decided, he hired a private detective to try to prove that she wasn't a resident of Wales or Massachusetts. That didn't work out. So he just decided to say that her seat was vacant and she was off the committee. He has no right under the bylaws or of the committee to do that. So she had to go to court to make sure that he couldn't throw her off. And she won the case today. Lindsay Valenzuela, congratulations on your victory. I couldn't see how the judge could rule any other way, but you have to be pretty pleased about this.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. Thanks for having me. I mean, honestly, just could not be more thrilled with the way that the results showed today.
And so you will not be voting for the guy who tried to throw you off the committee on Tuesday night, I'm guessing.
That is correct. He definitely does not have my vote on Tuesday.
What do you think? Tell us what you think of Jim Jones, Lyons, trying to throw you off the committee, even though he had absolutely no right under the committee bylaws to do this.
I mean, Howie, I could sit here all night telling you what I really think of this. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? He very choicely decided to spend the last 2+ years doing quote-unquote opposition research that he categorized as IT services. Against his own party, right? Against his own state committee, myself and others included.
Right.
And he's for so long, and then he choicely made the decision to send me the letter saying that I was no longer a state committee woman the day after the election. I mean, it speaks volumes then and there in itself, right? Like, you spent 2 years looking into this, and then you kick me off the day after you've lost all the elections across Massachusetts where you haven't been doing your job. Three months before we're going to elect a chairman or chairwoman. And so it really just speaks volumes about who he is as a person and who he is as a chairman.
Has his attorney appealed the decision?
Not as of yet, but I won't be surprised if they do.
I hope you're prepared, because they're going to seek an emergency stay due to the irreparable harm of having to follow the state committee bylaws. I mean, that's what the appeal would boil down to. It's amazing that he thinks he can get away with this. Do you think Lyons has got any shot of winning? I mean, I talk to people and they say, how can this guy even be in the fight? He hasn't won a single important race. He's lost any number of significant races. He can't get out of his own way. He's hiring private detectives to go after you. Another guy, he went in to dig up his divorce records from 10 years ago. A Republican state committee man. This is what he's spending the money on.
I know, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Mass GOP is basically bankrupt at this point. I don't even know that we can spend the money for the bills that we have as of now. And yet he's still trying to fight his own committee, right? Like, he's still trying to fight me through this. He's trying to fight others. He's doing this, all this research and hiring people and spending the party funds. And, you know, it's insane to me. I never got into this role or this position, and I never wanted to be a candidate, right? I never wanted to be the person that was out there actually running for a state rep or anything else. I wanted to be somebody that could help elect other people. It was never my intention to try to be the candidate or be the front line or be the front of the newspaper. So this is not fun for me by any means. And so it's crazy that he's continuing to spend party funds to do all of this stuff and try to take down his own party when the people we should be fighting against are the Democrats. I mean, there's barely Republicans in Massachusetts anymore. And looking at somebody like Jim, you understand why, right? Like, we don't want him to be the face of the Republican Party, because to your point, who wants to follow him? I certainly don't. And he's not making it easy for people to be Republicans and have the R at the end of your name. So
50,000 fewer Republicans, Lindsay. Your brother's told the Herald that he thought that you and he believe that Jim Lyons had private detectives trailing you down in Tennessee. Do you believe that?
Oh, I absolutely do, yeah.
Private, he said that the party is broke and he's got private detectives, you're saying, in Tennessee trying to track you down and prove that you're not a Massachusetts resident, even though you've done jury duty, you're registered. But he has people that have sold their house in the district, and he's not challenging them, is he?
Well, of course not. They're going to vote for him.
Lindsay Valenzuela, I'm so happy you won, and congratulations on your victory. You can read about it at go to Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr. Twitter. Whether you're making big changes this new year or just settling back into a consistent routine, chances are you could use some audio accompaniment on your journey. I know that for me, it's crucial. A good pair of wireless earbuds is indispensable in 2023. And for premium audio at the perfect price point, you've got to go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable and they will not budge. Trust me, Raycons give you 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and they're priced just right. With Raycons, you get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no wonder their everyday earbuds have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Now's the time to check them out for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I want to give Lindsay more time, so I didn't do the poll question, but 860 says there have been more Bigfoot sightings in Massachusetts lately than sightings of cue ball Jim McGovern. Why didn't Jerky Jim investigate that? He wanted to track him out of state like they were trying to track Lindsay Valenzuela out of state, a Republican. He's spending all this money on private detectives. Amazing. And he's, you know, he's still in the running. We'll see what happens Tuesday. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, did the San Francisco 911 operator adequately handle Paul Pelosi's call? Yes, no, or it was okay, but could have been done better?
I say yes, she did handle it as well as possible.
36% say yes, 33% say no, and 31% say okay, but could have done better.
All right, 844-500-4242. It's that time of the week. One of the favorite segments of the Howie Carr Show, one of mine certainly, Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the local police, the local constabulary, to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion. And the two winning entries, the two best entries, get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Mama Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Kennedy Babylon 2. So that's the pink edition.
The pink edition. Okay. Great. And do you want to re-announce your news here for everybody?
Sure.
Just in case that we have a new audience all the time, as you know.
Yeah, so for anyone who's wondering, I am having a baby in June, so I will be off for a little while, but we've got tons of great guest hosts lined up. Toby Leary, Caroline Levitt, Jess Machado. So you guys will be in great hands while I'm away, but I'm very excited. And yeah, that's the big news.
But right now, it's time for the runners-up in Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Yes, they do not win a prize.
In late January. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Quincy family loses prized pigs to thieves during livestock show in Denver.
I didn't know you could raise pigs in Quincy.
So it's a different Quincy.
Oh, it's Quincy, Illinois?
This is actually Denver. This happened in Denver. So I guess there's a Quincy family in Denver.
Okay.
But listen to this, because Luckily, they have a happy ending. The police were able to recover the pigs. But the Lee family's two prize
pigs... The happy
pigs,
ending is when the sausage goes into the pan. The ham goes into the oven.
Howie! These pigs have been through a traumatic experience as is.
They're being raised to go through the ultimate traumatic experience, Grace.
The Lee's two prized pigs, Roger and Doug.
Doug? Now, do we know his name is Doug, or could it be Don, perhaps?
According to this report, it's Doug, but I have not asked the president, so we'll have to wait on that. The trailer was found 2 days after they reported them stolen while staying at a hotel in Denver for the National Western Livestock Show. They were able to recover all of the family's possessions, including the pigs. So it's a really, I'm shocked they were able to. But it's hard. Sometimes people steal things, Howie, and they don't know what they're getting themselves into. You know, you think you're stealing a family's RV and then you get two live pigs.
Did the president have anything to say about Doug's return, Taylor?
No.
Cut 12. Doug knows this. Okay.
And
all
one
right.
More. I've been saying this during the last campaign, the off-year campaign. Doug knows. Look, here's the deal.
Next up, we are going to Florida.
Piggy, I'm going to fire you. Piggy, you are fired. You are fired. Piggy, you are fired.
Maybe I should have chosen this as the winner. It's getting a lot of legs here. Intoxicated Florida woman, 81, kicks officer in groin during arrest.
Is this the Villages?
No, this is Cape Coral.
Okay.
An 81-year-old woman kicked a police officer full force in the groin while she was being arrested at a Florida restaurant called Fathoms Restaurant and Bar. When officers arrived and made contact with...
I can't fathom an 81-year-old woman acting like this.
Well, she was visibly intoxicated, so I think that gave her a little bit of youthfulness. Potter, Clarella Nelson Potter, three names, was also combative with restaurant employees and tried to punch them. Potter was in an intoxicated rage when she grabbed one of the officers by the back of the neck. She started slapping officers' hands as they escorted her to another area of the restaurant. She became belligerent and started screaming profanities and even told one of the officers she would kill him if her handcuffs weren't removed. That's when she started
kicking.
What
was her name again?
Clarella Nelson Potter. I've never heard that name, Clarella.
Does she know... Jordan Tristan Walker, another person with three names.
Howie, you know
what
I don't
get? Two last names. What do you want me to do?
So Taylor and I were talking about this. A lot of people have three names. Like you have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. I know not everyone has a middle name. But why do some people go by all three and some people don't?
I don't understand it. I like having a very short name. You have a short name too,
yes,
Grace. I like... Want three syllables in our names, right?
Yeah, that's all you need. It's I've been okay so far. Suspects, see, you mentioned the Villages. We do have a Villages story here. Suspects sought in theft of golf carts in the Villages in Stonecrest.
Golf carts. That's got to be the number one crime in the Villages, isn't it? Stealing golf carts. Not in public intoxication.
The investigation continued. Meantime, the newspapers were still making front page material out of the story.
Well, I know Palm Beach isn't like a big golf cart area, Howie. I think it's more for these kind of cul-de-sac-y regions.
Right. Gated communities on golf courses.
Yeah. But if you did have a golf cart, you'd keep it in a garage, wouldn't you? This person just had it in their driveway.
I used to have a golf cart when I lived on Great Diamond Island in Portland.
Did you keep it in a closed-off environment?
Yeah. It was on an island. It was already in a closed-off environment.
But I'm just saying,
some of my relatives got into it and drove it into Casco Bay.
Oh.
That wasn't good for the golf cart.
You weren't watching this golf cart like Joe Biden watches his Corvette. You had some Hunter Bidens in the mix, unfortunately.
I think we did, yes.
All right, well, the victim advised that his blue and gray golf cart had been stolen from his driveway. Detectives are still trying to figure out how it happened. Fruitland Park woman arrested after allegedly throwing bag of rice at fiance. This is also from the Villages news.
A bag of rice?
Yes.
Was it cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked. Ryan Champion told police that her fiance was removing his personal belongings from their shared bedroom. She threw a bag of rice at him, striking him in the neck and shoulder area.
Wait a second. They weren't married yet, and they were sharing a bedroom?
They were living in sin.
I'm shocked.
Alabama.
How old were these people?
36, and it doesn't say how old the man was, but the woman.
They were living in the Villages? I thought you had to be retired to live in the Villages.
Well, I'm not sure if Fruitland Park is in the Villages or if it's like near it.
Okay.
I don't know its exact location. Alabama father and son catch record-breaking. Okay, so I should preface this. This does not have to do with the police, Howie, but I couldn't resist. They caught a record-breaking 162-pound alligator.
Wow.
It's not that big.
Yeah, that isn't. I don't think that's that big, Grace. Where'd this happen?
This happened in Alabama.
I could take that alligator.
You should see a picture of it. It's huge. Oh, gosh. The alligator.
He's running
wrangler.
For chief of the Seminoles. He wants to take over the casinos down here.
Howie, you should see how out of control it is here in Boston. Taylor was just talking to us in the green room about how he thinks as long as the alligator isn't bigger than 5 feet, he could take it.
No, I said 4 feet. 5 foot, that's iffy. I'm not willing to wrestle a 5 foot alligator, but I could take on a 4 foot.
And he's saying he could handle it.
What's your experience?
Water.
What leads you to believe this? Have you ever gone toe to toe with a gator?
Not yet. So I haven't lost yet.
All right. Hey, woman in topless church rampage. A topless woman broke into a church in North Dakota and ripped a large statue of Jesus off of the wall, causing the sculpture to crash to the floor, according to the cops, who say the suspect appeared under the
influence.
Whoa,
hold on. I'm sorry. You got the story before wrong, Grace. It wasn't an alligator. It was an alligator gar. That's a fish.
Oh. That
come on, Grace.
Sorry. I did see the gar. I thought it was a typo. I didn't know that gar was a fish.
Somebody entered a few too many letters.
Alligator gar.
Alligator gar.
Seems like something you can make a typo with. That makes sense. Okay, my apologies to the family. Congrats on the record-breaking fish.
I couldn't take on that fish, though.
Police responded Monday evening to St. Mary's Cathedral in Fargo after receiving a report of a topless female damaging property. Upon arriving at the Catholic Church, cops spotted Brittany Reynolds exiting the cathedral. She had no shirt or bra on and was not wearing shoes.
And this is in North Dakota in January. That seems unwise on a number of different levels.
Yeah, definitely very, very chilly. Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. We will be giving away the Gen 70 when we come back from the break, Howie, so people still have time to enter. All you have to do is go to HowieKarsher.com. It's free to enter your email, and you could win in 3 or 4 minutes.
This is what I've been holding on to for a week, Grace, before we go to the break. A Canadian woman who caused $10 million in damages after driving drunk, crashing into a home, and causing an explosion is now suing the concert venue that provided her alcoholic beverages, as she claims the owners are to blame.
Oh, she was overserved.
This was in London, Ontario. She was driving home from a Marilyn Manson concert, and she got so drunk that she crashed into a brick home, ruptured a gas line, triggering a massive explosion that destroyed 4 houses and injured 7 people. And it's the bar's fault. Of course it is.
I didn't know Marilyn Manson was still performing. Those concerts must be quite something.
This concert was the bomb.
Oof.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. 844-500-4242 with the winners of Police Blotter Facts Friday and the winners of the Gen 70 heater. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Someone wants to know if the woman in North Dakota was innocent or guilty, Grace. Do we have a mugshot?
Howie, there is a mugshot at thesmokinggun.com, and you can check it out. You are the one who gets to decide that. It is not up to me.
Taylor, what do you say?
I have not seen it.
All right, I'll check it out. Officer Mark says he's learned something from trying to arrest 81-year-old intoxicated women. Always wear a cup
when
taking an elderly woman into custody.
That's not a bad tip.
And someone else says, was that woman in Ontario listening to the Talking Heads on the way home from the concert burning down the house? I don't think she meant to burn down the house. she drove into the house and ruptured a gas line. This is why they want to ban gas stoves, by the way, because of tragic accidents like this when you're coming from a Marilyn Manson concert. Anyway, Grace, who's the winner of the Gen 70 heater?
The winner today of the Gen 70 heater is Jada from Rutland, Massachusetts. And if you, if you're out there, Jada, congratulations. You've won.
Congratulations, Jada. And if get your name onto our mailing list, our email list, go to HowieCarshow.com, put your name in, and you'll be entered to win our next contest. We have a contest every Friday night during Police Blotter Facts.
All right, now here are two winners. First up, female shoplifter, battered store clerk with pair of Slim Jims.
Battered someone with a Slim Jim? That doesn't sound like a dangerous, let alone a deadly
Did
weapon to me.
Did she use them
me.
Like nunchucks?
They can be pretty, like, I think you can get different what? Sizes, right?
Well, so those would have to be a pretty big size, bigger than any Slim Jim I've ever seen.
Cops allege that Casey Breezeal was confronted Monday afternoon by the female victim at the exit doors to the store, which is adjacent to a Citgo gas station. Breezeal pushed the victim to get past and then struck the 34-year-old clerk with two Slim Jim beef sticks she was stealing, reported the officer.
Where was this?
This is Florida, Pinellas.
Okay.
The clerk was not injured in the Slim Jim attack. And police did not seize the beef sticks as evidence.
That sentence should have been followed up with a naturally.
She admitted to the battery after being read her rights. And Howie, again, this is, if you want to go to smokinggun.com, there's a mugshot here as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good site. They've got a lot of this stuff out there. Okay, and here is our final winner. Naked man in river linked to restaurant defecation. Like this
January
one.
Doesn't seem like a time to be for a naked man to be in a river anywhere.
Yeah, I like this one though because it connects two crimes. You know, Inspector Carr, when you get to the bottom of one crime and you link it back to another, it's a good feeling.
It's a predicate act, as they say in the federal indictments. So the defecation was the predicate act? Is that what you're telling me, Grace?
So this is Fort Myers, Florida. A Fort Myers beach man has been arrested for burglarizing a restaurant.
Is he from Fort Myers Beach or is he a Fort Myers beach man?
He's a Fort Myers beach man, and he was spotted in the, I'm going to butcher this, Caloosahatchee River.
That's close enough.
Now, the Fort Myers Police Marine Unit was dispatched to the report of a naked man that had jumped into the river. They found 43-year-old Nathan Long waiting on a nearby derelict vessel.
Was he a derelict on the derelict vessel?
Nathan,
the
keep
beach
an eye
man
out for
from
any,
Fort Myers?
Keep an eye out for any alligator gar, Nathan.
Detectives were able to connect him to video surveillance from a recent burglary at Joe's Crab Shack. It was on January 21st when security cameras captured Long climbing through a window of the restaurant.
That's the last thing you want to see at a crab shack, a naked man.
He would.
Did he have the crabs, by the way?
He would wander the closed building and steal several items. Before leaving, Long was captured defecating on the floor.
He couldn't go to the men's room.
No, and during an interview, he admitted to being the person in the video. So he was arrested and booked into the...
There was any mistaking him.
But they wouldn't have. I don't think they would have caught him had they not had this river encounter of him being a naked man jumping into the river. So he kind of gave himself away.
The beach man ended up on the derelict. That's right. On the derelict vessel.
Hey, Howie, Dr. Matt is in the building, just to give the listeners a heads up.
All right. We're going to do our that hour. The vet of the Howie Carr Show, Dr. Matt, coming right up. I'm Howie Carr.